Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson, and good afternoon, colleagues. Regarding paragraph 18, please allow me to recall that, of course, a lot of what we do in 18 depends on the previous segments of the report, specifically paragraph 17. Having said that, in our view, this paragraph could benefit with some clarity and some streamlining. In this regard, I wish to start by pointing out something that the UK also pointed out, that we seem to be jumping to sort of risk mitigation without having actually listed what are the risks and challenges that we are aiming to address. So though I may not agree with the full text that was proposed by the UK, the general sentiment is understood. So therefore, we would also suggest that to actually bring coherence to our conclusions, we should start out by a paragraph that actually is able to list all the various risks and challenges posed by laws in all their dimensions, that is legal, humanitarian, ethical, and security. And at this stage, it is important to recall that some of these are inherent risks of such weapon systems. So that is something that we should keep in mind when we are looking at possible measures. In our view, this should be a separate paragraph before either 17 or between 17 and 18, but I think the placement is something that could be examined further. Secondly, as I also pointed out, Mr. Chairperson, during our discussion on paragraph 17, in our view, the requirement for this group is to come up with specific measures to ensure control so as to prevent violations of IHL and its principles. And at least for my delegation, that entails meaningful human control. So we would have to find a proper way to weave that in a balanced manner. The reason I say that is that the third point in this regard is that, as my delegation and some others have pointed out for a while, including our discussions this year as well as previous discussions during informals as well as going back to last year, that the objective and purpose of this GG is not risk mitigation, but addressing concerns and challenges tied to these weapons. Or in other words, we are not looking for avenues to legalize these weapons, but to either prohibit or regulate or a combination thereof, while at the same time pursuing the objective of this convention to continue the codification and progressive development of IHL. Therefore, with this in mind, the first recommendation we have relating to paragraph 18 is to the SHEPO. We feel that this should be aligned with the task at hand, that is addressing the risks and challenges of laws in compliance with IHL, international law, as well as how we are going to respond to the ethical imperatives and security concerns. The current list that we have is a non-exhaustive list and should rather be converted into its own paragraph, as I just pointed out. And it should rather be replaced in the SHEPO with a direct reference to addressing the risks and challenges so as to ensure compliance with IHL and so on and so forth. Secondly, in our view, the latter part of the SHEPO should stop at the phrase adopt measures. The phrase across the life cycle, while it has been used previously in a different context, is not an agreed framing, nor does it cover all views vis-a-vis all the elements that this paragraph attempts to address. In fact, it would directly exclude views of those who maintain that measures relating to the targeting cycle, as well as the scope aspects, that is duration, geographical scope and scale, etc., could only be based on meaningful human control. Therefore, we would propose this phrase to be injected rather in the sub-paragraphs where it is required in a relevant manner. In this, then, we would propose that paragraph 18A would incorporate the phrase across the life cycle of the weapon system, and in particular at the time of application of force. This would also be replicated in 18B. In 18B, in addition, we have two further observations. The first is that the aspects related to duration, geographical scope, and scale of operation are a different challenge and a different construct compared to measures such as self-destruct, self-deactivation, self-neutralization mechanism, etc. they are not addressing the same concept, nor are those measures that respond to the concerns vis-a-vis these elements. So they should rather be split into two separate paragraphs. In fact, these measures such as self-destruct, self-deactivation, so on and so forth, are possibly deserving of their own paragraph in response to certain risks. But certainly they should not be conflated with addressing the issues related to duration, geographical scope, etc. In paragraph 18c, we feel that the term human operators could be replaced by human users as more comprehensive and inclusive, and the phrase informed and empowered should be replaced by the phrase required to. Paragraph 18d is something that I've already explained in my comments earlier. We are unsure as to what this paragraph serves in terms of measures. There are two important points to keep in mind in this regard. First is regarding the exercise not being about risk mitigation measures in the first place. And second, risk assessments and so on and so forth are national measures that are to be considered by states in response to internationally agreed rules. So they would flow from what we agree as part of our consensus measures. So this should be deleted, and it would have to be appropriately replicated at a later stage. Lastly, Mr. Chairperson, on paragraph 18E, again, we understand these are two well-known problems, so to speak, but they are different problems. That is automation bias, as well as unintended bias in artificial intelligence capabilities. We feel that these should also go to the paragraph that we are identifying on the issues and challenges that need to be addressed rather than as measures. So this should also be moved to such a place. In our view, such a streamlining would help clarify for everyone's sake what are the problems and how we are going to go about addressing them. I thank you very much once again, Mr. Chair.